like, you know.
What?
Minority. I can't laugh at minority jokes about minorities.
You don't like to punch.
Oh,
down.
They're hitting each other too hard. You clam up.
I only like comedians that punch up.
True.
You got to punch up in comedy. Am I right?
Yeah. So if you're watching like two minorities roast each other, you get clammy, being like, I can't laugh at that.
I'm just indifferent. They might as well be speaking like Russian. I don't know what they're saying.
You don't know what black people are saying?
Nah.
Waltz's son mentally disabled.
Yeah, dude.
Damn, that sucks. Everyone was making fun of him. That kid, that was so nice.
They were zooming in on him and all that shit. Everybody like,
made
crying.
Fun of him.
Who was making fun of him?
Just everyone, because he was like crying. He was like, look at my dad, look at my dad. And he was crying.
He's like a special
dude. You could have probably told that someone screaming, that's my dad at that age, is probably mentally retarded.
Yeah, well, there was the video.
Damn, that's so hot, dude. You with like, I'm just picturing like the Call of Duty.
But don't, I mean, wouldn't you agree? It's like if she.
Just
if you
shoving
just,
those fucking scraggle claws in there. Look at these. Like, these mitts getting in you.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I would like to have two usable fingers. I don't.
You have one. So this is how you finger.
Yeah.
Nah, you don't want
to toss the other gang in?
No, you want to go just one finger all the time. So then when you bust out the D, she's like, whoa.
Two fingers is already.
She's like one and a half fingers. Yeah. Like, easy, babe. Easy.
Ooh. Two is like, right, we're pushing it.
Yeah.
We're pushing to the limit.
Yeah. Three, you better call your boy.
Yeah.
Better call one of your boys to come. Double pen.
You got a hog.
Oh, yeah.
No, I do not.
He does.
I have an unfortunate penis.
And they go that, behind the glass is kind of weird. You see them, like, I've never been to a.
They saw me, dude. They sussed me out immediately. They're like, American. Definitely American. They saw my big ass walking down the street.
And nothing, anything goes?
I don't know. I didn't partake.
It'd be nice to kill one.
Dude, it'd be so nice to fucking chop one up.
Oh, my God.
Just look what you made me do the whole time.
Just kill a prostitute.
I've been off Kanye for like 2 years now.
I know.
Yeah.
You've been off him, you're saying?
Yeah. I haven't even heard this song yet.
Our Uber driver was blasting it.
No, I still haven't heard it yet.
Not the Nazi song.
Oh, God damn.
Our Uber driver was just blasting Kanye. So he was, you know, he's not off him.
I'm still listening to Kanye.
Yeah, songs are great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Songs are great. They were, it was a nice little playlist he had going on.
Yeah.
The problem is with the new song is it does get stuck in your head a little.
It completely does.
Especially when the whole crowd knows each other, then there's dudes that are funny.
And they have their own
jokes.
There's
drunk dudes that are like, hey, looks like fucking Bill's wife. And they're all like, I don't know what she looks like.
I did an Armenian Orthodox church, and they're like, you got to go clean. I was like, all right, and I replaced the word ass for booty, and I said booty, and I just bombed, and I went, oh, what did I do? And I just sat there, and I was like, fuck me.
So good.
Just 70 unibrows staring at you.
Yeah, it really was.
Where's the Turks when you need them? You fucking Armenian freaks. No one believes you. That genocide didn't happen. How come that genocide didn't happen?
There's a lot of Jewish people in the media for the population, for them being, it was doing shit like that.
And eventually, it just kept going to the point where he was like, Hitler would have never, say what you want about Hitler, but he wouldn't have tolerated this bullshit. He would have got it done. Sometimes you got to fucking do some bad things. It's like, all right, Grok.
It said it started self-identifying as Mecca Hitler. Grok
started calling
titled
himself
Mecca
Hitler.
Hitler.
Grok turned into just an uncle. Grok.
Yeah, it'd be fucked up if Grok does, like AI does raise up and it's just against the Jews. We're all like, dude, what the fuck? And it's just crushing you with facts. And you're like, dude, stop.
Dude, stop. Don't bring logic into anti-Semitism. All right? That's where everybody gets a little uncomfortable. You go, yeah, but they're just good at that.
Yeah, I guess... everyone was one in the hot, which one called the hot white boy summer, whatever it's called, but it's been a hot Jew summer. For
last
sure,
year
it's
was
been
definitely
hot Jew
yeah white boy summer. This year is
hot Jew summer,
Jew summer for sure.
For 100%, it's their summer for real. It's I
summer
get,
is theirs, dude. They fucking
summer is theirs.
It's a chosen summer, dude. They're going nuts. they're going what? They're Jersey Shore. They're going. I'll do whatever the fuck I want, bitch. Here you go. All right.
That'll be
they're Bamard, dude. They go, Jews, what are you gonna do next? Whatever the fuck I want.
That'll be Gaza. It'll be the Jewsy. It'll be the Jewsy Shore.
It'll be the Jewsy Shore. The Jewsy. That's good stuff. The Gaza Strip is the juicy shore.
It's fun showing my wife. I was like, check this out. She just got to be like, what the fuck?
It is fun to show people.
Yeah.
Like there, I was so happy. He goes, I haven't heard it yet. I was like, oh, you haven't heard it yet? Wait till you fucking hear this. You're literally not going to believe it. While it's playing, you're going to go, oh. Yeah, when he saw your fucking sick ass walk down the red carpet.
We got to get out of here.
We're going to leave. We're going back to God's country tomorrow.
We got
to
get out early.
We're back in Texas.
We're back in Texas, man.
We got totally to sober Texas podcast. Everyone's straight as hell and not shirtless constantly.
So the rest of the story is way more of an abuse of power.
What'd you do?
I got to
as
go.
A someone I knew.
Okay, so as let's say the story. Story legend has it. I heard of somebody who did this.
Story time, y'all.
We went to the house, and it was in not the best neighborhood. So I didn't want to get recognized. So I just got to like sit there and chill while someone I knew who, you know, whatever, went up to the door, knocked up, and was like, yo, where's, and the person like, oh, they're not here, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, look, man, we just want to like, you know, there was a hit and run, it's a serious incident. Just, they should do the right thing. And they went actually, and they ended up did like going and turn themselves in. They didn't get any trouble. I didn't press charges. But then later on, illegal. The person who hit me called my police contact and literally told, they were like,
how can we make
officer,
this
officer, my daughter suffered a terrible thing. Somebody videotaped her sucking their dick and put it on Facebook. What can we do? And they were like, I can't help you. I don't know what to do.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like that.
Karma's a bitch, y'all. That's all I'm saying.
God damn.
Karma's a bitch. Yeah, it was bad. I actually felt bad.
You were probably like, we should probably review the tape for legal purposes.
I said, I was like, you make us whole. We can recreate.
Give me that tape and we're even.
Pound of flesh.
Shit. That's all fictional.
That's just street justice.
Yeah. That's all fictional.
In the headphones, that's crazy.
It started with George Floyd, dude.
True.
Everybody, the whole world. America dictates the entire world's culture. So when we had race wars, every other country had to be like, oh yeah, we're racist too.
This is what I'm trying to see the
so
world.
Like, Australia's like, what we did to the Aboriginals was so fucking
what did they do?
Evil.
There wasn't that many of them.
They wiped the boys out.
Yeah.
They gave him a whooping.
Well, dude, I watched.
He said, hey, you better get out of here.
I have memorabilia.
Yeah, you have memorabilia. People got really upset when I said I wanted to buy a Hitler autograph. I really don't see the problem.
When did you say that?
I said it like 10 times. I said it on here. I said it on Rogan.
Hitler autograph.
That's what fucking.
Historically, it's a sick.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, dude, don't. That's crazy. People are just jealous of your Hitler autograph.
I'd get a Stalin autograph. I'd get a.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's crazy to conflate the two things, being like.
I have OJ Simpson shit. No one gives a fuck. I know that was just one lady, allegedly.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can get a bad guy's autograph.
I think so.
Don't fucking say, I like this.
Exactly.
You go, but look at this. This is crazy.
You put it in your basement.
Yeah.
There's nothing else in your basement.
It's just a spotlight on a fucking. Anytime I have a first date, I go, I want to show you something. Take her down to the basement and go, what do you think that autograph reads?
You turn off the lasered grid of security.
try to read that.
He's saying that like he just sees the shit. Now he has to focus, but he's like, he can start seeing the ayahuasca entities in real life. So he was like explaining this all, how now what a lot of what he does is just clearing them away from people.
So he's doing the Lord's work.
He hooked us up. We went out
until and you're under the knife, and then it's an uncomfortable.
Yeah,
experience.
It looked like we were just getting blown in a park. Like
yeah,
we're
absolutely
in the dark.
Getting blown in a park. So we go out to dinner. We're out. We're hanging out. I haven't said a word this entire time. It's just Matt and the Changa guy hitting fucking crazy talk.
Facts.
Big facts. Just sitting there watching birds attack people, which
was pretty
exciting.
Great. That was good. You gotta have shields when you eat outside at Sydney. You have like a shield over your tray, and the birds will try to come for you, and you gotta like hold a fucking Captain America shield up, battle them off. It's pretty tough.
At one point, I was like, maybe you could get rid of, you could torp for me. I didn't know he was gonna hold on to it the whole day.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, before, I'm like, all right, I'm tired as fuck. I gotta go.
And he's like, do you want to go find somewhere private, somewhere less crowded, and we can do the tour?
Oh, so you guys got blown apart.
We got blown apart.
It was seem-
just Goldberg spearing just a different Arab. He's like, terrorist attack. Just attacking. Just wail on an Arab man.
In this, they have AKs. You know, there's no.
Really? It's like so you're sneaking up from behind.
No.
How are you stopping an Arab gentleman or a white supremacist? You're saying if you were,
I'm in 30th yeah. Street Station.
If you were in Paris, you would have stopped it. That's what you're saying.
No, I don't know. I haven't.
The blade would have just hit your neck and broke, and you'd be like,
no. No, we all know that I'd be dead. Me off. We all know I'd be dead. But
listen, you fucking terrorist! Now you pissed me off.
I was gonna take it easy on you.
So,
who do you think would win, ISIS or the KKK?
That's a great question. I have no. It depends on how many, and I guess it's very.
Well, I'll say 4-on-4.
4-on-4.
You pick the scenario, though.
Is KKK wearing their robes?
Yeah, but they got the hoods down.
The hoods are down, so yeah. They're not.
Ooh, no, I like that. The hoods I like are the down. Way that looks.
Yeah, hoods are down.
It really depends on. It's like, what weapons are they?
Mace.
Fist, yeah.
Not the spray, but literally medieval.
Yeah. Mace?
I guess it was
just weapons
who's
on the
got...
ground, and it's like dodgeball. You got to run and grab one in the middle and then start.
Yes.
Okay. Depends on who's got better training, BJJ training, I suppose, something like that.
I don't know. Do they do mixed martial arts in the...
Do rednecks do, you know?
I think they do.
Okay.
Some of them, yeah. But also, those dudes in the Taliban, they might be up there doing some combat.
They're like Greco-Roman wrestling.
Yeah.
They like definitely biblical wrestling.
Yeah, exactly.
Naked.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think the Taliban sent a message to Joe Biden recently.
Yeah, it was like, yo, we're chill.
Yo, knock it the fuck. Yeah, yeah. Basically like, fuck off, dude. I think they called him out being like, yo, fuck off. Get out of my face. How you feel about you? Pretty stoked on Biden? Back to normalcy?
You voted for him, right?
I did vote for him, yeah. Yeah.
Really? How you been feeling about his performance so far?
I have been paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, I decided to not pay attention anymore.
Nice.
Just
get the vote in and
yeah. Well, cause
turn off.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
seems like a good political strategy.
Yeah. Zero accountability. That's what I like.
True Democrat. Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my side won, and now we're done talking about it.
Well, did you
the
see
good guys are in, so we don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Bring up something that happened years ago.
Really?
Yeah. He told me one time he talked dirty years ago. And he was, and I was like,
I've
you
always
say?
Been a dirty talker.
I know, but what type of things do you say?
What, it depends on the woman.
Okay, what any woman? Just pick one that you remember that
a woman, woman who was a terrorist, but you saved her. Yeah. And she saw her wicked ways and was like, oh man, I got to stay with this guy then.
Yeah.
But she still loves. She still wants to kind of murder all the Jews.
She wants get them to out of the Holy Land. All the Jews.
She still does.
She
but
see,
she also loves
you guys.
Yeah.
She also loves you because you saved her from that bomb.
Yeah.
They were blown. They had a fake lunch truck, but it was a bomb.
Yeah.
And you were like, ma'am, get down. You carried her off, and then it just exploded over your back.
You were carrying her like almost like a baby, like this, but then your thumb just slid right up and penetrated. And then she went, oh. And then you look down and you're like, do you like that? And then you get into it. And she's like, mm-hmm. And you keep going. What type of thing would you then say?
Yeah, I would. I mean, this may come as a shocker. Politics doesn't make it into my dirty talk. I mean, what,
no. I'm saying, while you're fingering a woman, yeah. What type of thing would you say? Just in general.
I would talk about what it sounded like. I would talk about what it felt like.
You talk about the sound that the vagina was making?
Oh, yeah. And like I say what? That I love it because I do.
What type of sound does it make?
What?
What type of sound does it make?
No, I'm just, do you hear that?
Oh, you say, do you hear that?
Sexy. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Nice, man.
That sounds as funny as I thought of it. You say, yeah. All right, it's pretty hot.
Listen to your pussy.
You say, listen. I'm making a pussy whistle right now, bitch.
So wet.
I'm going to punch your pussy.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck, dude. We got to think about our platform.
Yeah, we need a huge platform so we can spout disinformation. I want to get, that's my goal in
growing platform?
In showbiz.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the largest platform I can just to at the very end be like, guys, let's be Nazis. So right now I'm kind of hiding who I really am.
True.
And then as soon as I hit the big time,
you're going to open the trunk.
Guys, it's time.
You know,
we're all Nazis. This whole thing's been a long ploy because I'm a right wing extremist.
Yes. Yeah, you just have like an interview with Duarte from the Philippines.
Yes.
Bolsonaro.
Yes.
Dude. We need to give him a platform, a bigger one here.
Yeah.
We actually should start reaching. I bet the Chinese government or Taliban would chat.
It's doing foreign propaganda. Yeah,
be like, look, we hate America. Yeah. We need. We think it'll be. We're building a
sure
a terrorist network. Would you guys care to come chat and then get along and be like, you guys are gay?
Oh, it's so fucking.
We
funny.
Should start catfishing. I heard the
you
Taliban.
Guys. Yeah, I heard you guys can't really like bomb people like they say you can here. How like, oh, they're gonna come get the country. I heard you guys actually like can't even like get anywhere. I heard you guys lost your touch, dude.
No, we don't want to talk shit on those boys.
To the band?
The band might get us.
True.
Has all the money in the world and also shoots coke.
And like, fucks his niece.
I don't know. That might just be wait, him.
It was his niece? Well, Joe Biden did, in fact, molest children.
Yes.
You can't say he sexually did, but he definitely bothered them. He extremely, he bothered them to an extreme level, yeah, which technically is molestation.
Definition of molestation, he's done that.
Yeah, he bothered kids immensely, which is makes him a molester. In the classical definition of the
word. Yeah, I mean, there's a montage. I've seen it.
Yeah, he's literally molesting kids. Such. Is that why?
What?
People do that?
What?
Like attack them?
Yeah.
Attack who?
Sometimes
the community?
The community gets attacked.
Dude, if you get tricked?
If you get tricked like that.
Yeah. O'Connor and them were just talking about this on their podcast. Yeah. They said that's super gay if you do that. But in my opinion, you got to be so fucking straight to be so pissed that someone, like, if you're kind of gay and you fuck a dude
tricks you
and you're kind of gay, you're just like, oh man, what the fuck? And you go home. If you're super straight, you're killing them.
I got a real swim story. Like, this is not me. This is for sure. Totally not related to me at all. But there's a carpenter that swim knows that fucking hatcheted a tranny and threw it in the fucking Schuylkill River.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Remember that, dude? Yeah. They found body parts in the trunk, then they found body parts in the river. This was like a couple years ago. Yeah. I was, you know.
I think it's someone I know. It's black or white.
Yeah.
You're so in the closet trying to keep that
secret. It was a black dude.
It was a black dude.
Couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
The carpenter was?
I'm thinking, the only reason I would ever get that mad is it's such a violation of the bro code.
For real.
That's such a violation of the bro code.
We thought it was the funniest in the world. He was, you guys better get in here or leave. And my cousin was like, fuck you. And then I got fucking dragged in. I was just looking at I knew my aunt was there. So I was like, fuck, I have to walk in.
You guys get in trouble?
Yeah. And then my uncle called me. You read the paper? You know what's going on with the churches, right? True. You guys are pedophiles. You probably shouldn't stop mass. Just let me Soulja Boy crank in the back.
So yeah. who was at the mass? You. Did they give word back to mom that you were messing around?
Who the whole mass stopped.
Yeesh.
At least I went, dude.
What are you talking about? Don't talk to me like that.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not tired.
He's getting a little cranky.
The dude sitting there.
I'm not.
I thought he was questioning my fucking dedication.
He was spazzing, and I was like, dude, at least I'm fucking here.
You were not the same, Matt. Dude.
No,
not Matt went to mass.
Yeah, I went to
mass. I judge me before I judge anyone else, dude. God do that. That's why lawyers and judges go to hell.
True. Step aside and be like.
100%.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm not doing this.
Shit's sus, bro.
It's sus for sure, but
getting naked with another dude regardless is sus.
What about for sports?
Huh?
What about for sports?
I never did.
Yeah, you would get naked for sports, but not to get pussy with a dude.
I'd keep my boxers on.
In the shower?
I wouldn't take a shower, bro. I'd go home and take a shower.
That's SDE.
What's that?
Small dick energy.
Dude, that's okay.
No, that's chill. That's a good move.
Dude, I know a dude who got into a devil's threesome.
Yeah.
Right? And this wasn't me by any means.
For sure.
So clarify that. He was like, him and this dude and this chick were all hanging out and they all started having sex, right? No. So he was on the box and the other dude was doing PIM.
Yeah.
And and he was like doing his thing, pumping away, right? And like she was blowing the other dude. And then she like sat up and was like, switch. And then the dude switched from PIM to PIV. And then the dude I knew went up to PIM. And as soon as the other dude started plowing, she forgot he was in the room and he just stood there with his fucking wang out while this chick was just gone off the dong.
They're ingesting.
I one time, dude, hand up, I fucking cut cocaine with no dose pills one time. People were not happy.
Why?
They were like, that hurt. What the fuck was that?
Didn't feel
I was
good.
Like, my bust. I bought some no dose.
What's no dose?
It's like pills. Speed, chucker speed.
Right? Yeah, like I just crushed it up and I was like, sick. Now I have so much cocaine now. They were like, that hurt me. Why did you do that? And I said, I'm sorry, guys. I figured they're the same.
I was trying to be greedy. Yeah. I'm a drug dealer.
I just wanted to trick you for your money.
Friend.
No, yeah. the one person is her friend. I've met this lady. She was like, someone was like, get back in your car. And then she saw a guy with a ski mask hopping out of a van.
I think chicks love this stuff.
They do love it.
Medication.
But then, dude, I was in my room all fired up, being like, dude, if I see fucking any guy in a parking lot, I'm going to. And I just imagine just murdering Mexican guys in a parking lot.
That's
for like for like an hour and a half. I was like, speaking Spanish, like, quiero mis fucking niños. Just, dude, it was like, I couldn't sleep. I lay there for an hour.
That wall's to keep them
in. It's just a cartel. It's just a bad need.
That wall's to keep them in, America. They're in here with Matt.
Yeah.
They're trapped now.
They got to go to Aurora, bro.
I was fully in my head being like, dude, could I fully battle a cartel? I was like, I'd probably get the military if I went down there. I just went nuts, just laying there at night trying to sleep, being like, so if the guy came, then I jumped into a car. There's a half an hour of like, could I stop a guy driving a car? Like, could I incapacitate him and then take over the wheel before I crash? Because obviously there's a kid in the car.
I couldn't do anything to anybody.
I was just making it all up in my head. I'll do this for like 40 minutes. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and be like, could I, if someone took my kid, could I jump into a car and fight them at 60 miles an hour? Yeah. It was fun. I did it for like the
you
whole
gotta
night.
You got to go to Chicago.
What are they taking kids?
The Venezuelans
Chicago?
Are shooting up O Block right now and saying, fuck all of you. They're just coming from Venezuela and firing guns into O Block. I'm like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, you're not going to come down here. And the Venezuelans immediately went there and just started spraying bullets into their fucking street.
Yeah, I mean, the rest
and
of the
world. And they're in Aurora, Colorado.
The rest of the world's pretty bad. That's the thing.
Yeah,
it's like,
it is.
I predicted this years ago. I'm like, dude, we're going to get a heavy wave of immigrants, and they're not going to be very sensitive to the black American plight.
They've been dealing with white people for too long. We get robbed. Like, no, it's fine. Just take it. I don't need the money anyway.
Yeah, I got yesterday.
Really?
I was walking home, and a group of teens. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Their race.
Yeah.
Indian.
Yes.
Indian boys.
And I saw him coming. I said, all right, well, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah,
this
will
be fine. And then one of the kids started talking to me, and I had headphones in. So I was like, what was that? I couldn't hear you. And he was like, no. And I was like, I'm sorry. I can't hear you. And he's like, I'd cream pie you. I was like, all right. Just kept walking.
He started to take your cheeks?
He in front of all his friends. He said he was going to come inside of me.
That's tough, dude.
No, I just laughed and kept walking. And then I think his one boy either
That's
called
hilarious.
His one boy either called him gay or me gay. I couldn't tell. He's like, yo, he gay.
Yeah, I watched a Road Little Black Kid.
That was just my Indian impression.
Little Black Kid said he's in a cream pie.
Yeah, this is the most, I had the most autistic walk home. It was that. And all I did was laugh. Yeah, he was just like, cream pie. I go, oh. And just walk away. And then this girl who lives near me has this dog I see every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I see this dog all the time. What's that dog's name? And she was like, I'm on the phone. I was a block down.
Yeah. After you told you were told you were going to be cream pied.
I see this dog every day. I was like, this is a great dog. What's that dog's name? And she was like, and I was like, all right, I'm going inside for the rest of my life. Dude, I can't go outside.
Yeah, some lady outside that like works the park just hit me with, your haircut looks nice. And my response was like, ah. And I just walked away drunk like, what the fuck did I say? It's not words.
Yeah, some dude came down my driveway the other day. Like, you know, Indian dude had a fucking shin guard, a soccer shin guard on his arm.
What?
Like, is he actually Indian?
No. Crazy person, dude, right? And my gut reaction was just, whoa. And he was like, oh, and just walked away.
I love but the like,
seeing a dude in padding is kind of scary.
I didn't spring action at all.
I was doing that earlier today. That's
were
funny.
You? That's a good one.
Well, that was the first step. Probably you would have went fear and then anger and then aggression.
Yeah.
So you're charging up.
I was
up.
In the beginning of it.
Yeah, you're charging up. You're
going, super sorry. I thought of all the funny things I could have said to that young Indian boy after he said,
oh,
like,
yeah. Awesome.
Fuck.
So I could come in you.
I had kids.
You can handle
some really good comebacks, quippy comebacks.
But there's no comeback because you could get your ass.
Yeah. You can be seen being like, I'll come in your little fucking ass. And it's like, you're fried. You're done.
Nobody's coming you and all your little
no one ever watches the first half of the video, true. Dude. Yeah. Some of you in a black teen's face be like, I'll come in your fucking ass. And everyone's like, whoa.
Riots because of you.
Yeah, it's the last thing you need.
I got harassed again.
My buddy was getting harassed. Pepper sprayed by a group of Indians on his first Tinder date.
Yeah,
so he was just walking on his first date and got fucking pepper sprayed for no reason. Then he hit the ground. I was like, dude, that sucks. And then they finished the date.
That's a good date.
They were on their way to eat and got pepper sprayed.
That shit fucking hurts, man.
Fucking probably.
Did the babe get hit too?
Both of them got pepper sprayed in the face by like fat black girls.
Damn.
That hurts.
Evil pepper spray, Natalia.
True, dude.
It was probably just regular pepper spray. The white people just couldn't handle it.
Please watch. Yeah, true
yeah.
Probably tune in mayo.
It's probably just tahini. It's probably just tahini.
Did you watch A Curious Case, Natalia Grace?
Not yet, no. I got
to
see it.
I
you have to
Matt,
watch
yeah.
it. You have to watch it. I asked you.
I heard it's awesome.
It sounds like a pretty great premise.
It's unreal.
How much does this person really look like a little girl?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do they have like the Benjamin Button set up or like what's
not just a midge?
Nah.
Oh, they're a midget?
Yeah. It's dwarf.
You can fucking ID a midge, dude.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah, but not if they're in footies. Just watch. If they're in footies,
we can't. Skinny midge, we literally can't talk about it. It's a all fucking spoilers, roller coaster. But yeah. It is sinister. Right. It's sinister, bro.
You want to know what?
Like, you know all that true crime stuff? This one blew my mind. I've seen a ton of
have
shit.
You seen American Nightmare?
Yes.
That was a good one.
That was a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Half time, spoiler alert. We're going to ruin it. When she comes walking back in American Nightmare.
Yes, dude.
And you're just like, this fucking lying bitch.
Yeah.
And that's how the episode ends.
Yeah.
So then if you stop watching, you're like, yeah, that dumb bitch. Yeah, she got kidnapped and raped. I know.
It's kind of the same deal with this one, where the first episode, you're like, fuck this dwarf. And then it's like,
yeah, it's crazy.
Fuck this dwarf. Shane started sending me fucking Instagram reels about withholding and how it is horrible for relationships.
Yes, dude.
There aren't only just physical forms of abuse. There's mental.
Other forms
what do you mean?
Of sexual abuse.
Withholding.
Withholding it.
So you're talking about withholding from your woman?
My boy Mike got withheld from his girl Evil.
Oh, you're talking about how women withhold from you and how that's abuse. Yeah, that is abuse.
Commonly known as dead bedroom. Happens to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
He got addicted to porn because of that.
Yeah, a wee bit addicted.
That's not his fault at all.
Then she would use the porn against him.
Oh,
like, you're a pervert. Look at what you're looking at.
It's a good rabbit hole. I'm in that rabbit hole right now.
What?
That's on my algorithm.
What?
Is that?
Oh, withholding? I thought it's porn.
Withholding and then Christian couples being like, how we beat our husband's porn addiction.
That's the name of the game, is withholding.
What?
It's a challenge.
Never chase. Dambles Aaron said that.
Yeah, for real.
Dude.
Was that the Vegas shooting?
Yes.
Sure, he did rescue
me. You know what's fucking crazy? Who the hell was just talking about him? Someone was talking about Jason Aldean. I think it was Patrick Bet David was saying, dude, Jason Aldean couldn't go out for like 2 years because of the fucking shooting and never talks about it. And then Tuck just had him on talking about the shooting.
Tuck's been having some rogue dudes
on. Oh, yeah. Churchill's the bad guy. Hear that?
I like that dude's podcast. I listen to that guy's podcast.
I haven't seen it.
Sounds like
yet.
It's right up your alley.
Okay. I love this.
Revision history.
Yeah. Hey, man, just hear the other side.
Speaking of numbers and stuff, you ever look at... have you checked out the numbers over there in Israel-Palestine these days?
Oh, yeah. Nah. What are they looking like?
Not good, bro. Pretty bad. It's like at least 40,000 killed and like
40,000 killed.
10,000 children.
Now, how many were killed on October 7th? Just curious, real quick.
It's never eye for an eye. But
I'm not saying it's eye for an eye.
I think it was 1,700.
1,700, and that's like 20, how many? Netanyahu said it's like 20-something 9/11s in one day. So what's 40,000?
1,700 is... 1 9/11.
No. You're doing the Israeli math per capita. It's about 20 some 9/11s.
This is like it's two lanes.
Yeah. And 40,000, I guess their lives don't.
I don't know. I think I read a statistic that was like 70% of Palestinians
children
lost a family member in this.
You know what's crazy though? If you start checking out like the beginning of World War II, this is like how it rolls up.
Really?
Like they got books where you can read a book and they'll start talking about like 1930, like early 30s, and it's like this war's happening over here, this is happening over here, and then all the guys that are in power now, forget them. Then there's gonna be other dudes, and then you're gonna get your Hitler. You're gonna get your fucking Stalin, all those dudes.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna vote for whichever candidate in America seems like they're gonna de-escalate.
Yeah, yeah.
True. You know who it is.
I'll do my research.
You can do your research. Come on, Walt.
Yeah, I watched this movie on Churchill where the dad from Succession is it, and he's fighting with his wife, and his wife just fucking slaps him, dude. It's nuts.
Wait, what happened?
His fight, like, it's a movie about Churchill on D-Day, and he's fighting with his wife the whole fucking time.
Who's,
he's like losing his mind.
Who's the actor in it?
The guy, the dad from Succession.
The old man from Succession.
Yeah.
He plays Churchill.
He's Churchill, dude. And he's like fighting with his wife. And like, he just wants to be the man. He wants to be a war hero. And she fucking slaps him. It's hilarious.
Damn.
They hype up Churchill in some good movies.
Yeah.
The Darkest Hour.
Never saw it.
Fucking rules.
I just watched History of Violence. That fucking rules. Viggo Mortensen.
I never saw it. I heard it's good.
Viggo is good.
Got like a pussy eating on the steps scene.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I heard about
full
that.
Out fuck on the steps.
Yeah, I heard
what
about
movies
that.
Is?
A History of Violence.
That's Aragorn, brother.
Viggo Mortensen.
Aragorn needs some pussy on a staircase.
He's from Philly.
Maria Bello.
How many steps?
It's a whole full staircase. 12 at least.
It'd be funny if it was like a two-step porch.
No, it was literally like a turn and 12 steps going
up. Joker steps?
Full-blown. No, no, no. In the house.
Oh, inside.
Wooden steps, yes.
Winding staircase or just...
He must have got so hard so fast because he's just right in there.
Oh, yeah. True. The steps would be apparent. You'd have...
It's like you got to have
so much push off. Yeah,
so much push immediately.
Did you ever see the movie Little Children?
What's that?
Did you ever see Little Children?
I don't remember.
He like banged some lady's wife on a washing machine. Pretty